Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klach of Tess, Simon Vav. Shatz Shenechlash Bemsa Tvila Velayachu Lagomro. So the Shatz is davening. He's davening his Chazaras Shatz, the Shemon Esri out loud, and he gets ill in the middle and he cannot continue. So what do you do? So Yamad Acher Bimkoimoi, Umaskal Bim Mitchilas Brocha Shatoz Imhoya Bemsoyers. So somebody else takes over, not from the beginning, but from where he is, but it has to be the beginning of a bracha. So the person was holding in Vilam Al Shinim, and he made it halfway through the bracha, so the person who will take over will start from the beginning of Vilam Al Shinim, and not in the middle of the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah points out of that situation that even though there's a rule when your person is asked to daven for the Yomid, they should be hesitant a little bit, not show that they're eager to go down for the Yomid, but rather they should be hesitant, and who am I to do this? With the only exception to that is a person who's the Shatz Kavua, so then he goes up, because that's his job. But a person is not the Shatz Kavua, so there's a concept of being Mesarev, but not at this point in time. The other exception to being Mesarev is if you're asked by a Gadol, a Mesarev and a Gadol, if the person who asks you to go to the Yomid is a Gadol, it's not appropriate to say no to him. But if it's the Gabbai, nothing personal to the Gabbai, but if it's the Gabbai, so you would hesitate. You're not in this situation. The Tzibra is waiting. A person should go up immediately. Preferably, the person who's going up is someone who's been listening to Chazaras HaShatz from the beginning. So he's, for him, it's sort of a hemshech. He was doing the first half of the Shemoneh Esrei in the form of a Shemei HaKa'ayna by listening to the Shatz. The second half of the Shemoneh Esrei, he's doing it by saying it out loud. But even though that's preferable, it's not ma'akev. So even if I do not have anybody who's in that situation. So some people spoke during Chazaras HaShatz, some people were still davening Shemoneh Esrei during Chazaras HaShatz, whatever the situation is. So they could go up and take over from that point. Now what about the first three brachas? We know that the first three and the last three brachas function as one unit. So v'mhoya begimel rishonus maschel borosh u'begimel achronus maschel ritzei. If the chazan got this spell of weakness, or his voice, he lost his voice in the first three brachas, then you start Shemoneh Esrei over again from the beginning of the first three brachas, and if it happened in the last three brachas, you start again from ritzei. Okay, v'lechem rosh hashanah v'yom kippur yom kippur. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where it's a long Chazaras HaShatz, so this could happen. I remember actually it happened one time in Tel Shiva that the Baal Musaf started not to feel well in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, and somebody else had to take over. So if it happens during the piyutim, which are in the fourth bracha, the chazan who takes over does not start from the middle of the bracha. He goes back to Atover Chartono. So he starts from the beginning of the bracha again, but they do not need to repeat the piyutim. Mishabur points out if the person took over did not go back to Torah Chatanu, but continued from where they were in the piyutim till the end of the bracha, but yeah, but he's going to be yotzei because we do mention in the last paragraph everything which has to be mentioned to be able to fulfill the b'di'avad status of the middle bracha. This is also v'im gimel rishonos achronos dinu kamoi shekasavti. If this happens in the first three brachas, this is very relevant. Many piyutim are said before kedusha, or after Kedusha, until you get to the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh. So the Chazan made it fine through the first bracha, the second bracha, and then they had the piyutim before Kedusha, and he said all of that. And then after Kedusha, there's still V'chol Maminim and all these things. He still hasn't made it to HaMelech HaKadosh. So, and then he's Nishtatek. He can't continue anymore. So in that situation, the person who takes over has to start from the beginning of Chazaras HaShatz. If the Chazan finishes the third bracha and says HaMelech HaKadosh, So then the person who takes over will start from the beginning of the next bracha, Tavar Kartanu. But otherwise, the chazan will take over from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei again, and would not repeat the piyutim, but he would do chazar sashatz with a new kedusha, because they have not made it all the way to the end of the third bracha. Okay, so in that situation which I mentioned, the chazan was aware of this issue, and he was able to push himself to make it to the end of the bracha of Melech HaKadosh, and then he sat down, and somebody else took over from Atavar Chatana, as opposed to stopping in the middle of the paragraphs of Echein Tein Pachtucha and the piyutim which we add in, and by stopping in the middle, he would have forced, the halacha would have been that they would have had to go back all the way to the beginning. Okay, now there is an opinion, which we'll talk about more about Hashem in the next year, but maybe in that situation, the chazan could, the person could take over from that point and not go back to the Gimel Rishonos. But the opinion of the Chayodim as presented is you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei in that situation. Have a good day.